Are you ready to worship God tonight? I'm glad to be in the house of the Lord. Hallelujah. Woo! Sounds like you're ready. We welcome you all. Thank you for joining with us tonight. I pray you are blessed, as always. Every time you come in this house, blessed coming in and blessed going out. Amen. We pray for those listening online. You will be blessed. Amen. Both children's classes, Zion Lions and Kingdom Kids, Melissa Smart will be taking both classes. So she's right over here. The kids can follow her to their classroom immediately after worship. Everyone is invited to come downstairs for a time of fellowship tonight. Food provided tonight by Karen Budner. So make sure you come down. I know she was probably working all day and getting food ready. I have spots opening all through May, June, July. I have papers ready. So if you can help in any way, serving or bringing food, just see me and we'll get you signed up. Amen. Come expecting Wednesday. Wednesdays have been amazing. We heard a word shared by Marvin. It was amazing. Hallelujah. And come, because that's when you find out what's really going on, is Wednesday night. Come with a testimony. What is the goodness of God in your life? What's God doing? We want to hear about it. Prayer begins at 6 p.m., the word with Pastor Chris at 7. Jaywalkers also meet with Kristen from 6 to 8, ages 8 through 15. So please come. We appreciate your giving to this church. Hallelujah. There's three ways to give. You can mail it in. You can give it in the service. You can go online. There's so many cards. And just get that little hashtag, whatever it is, barcode. I don't give online. I still like to write my checks. But if you don't know how to do it, see Pastor Dan behind me. He'll let you know. Would you stand with me? Hallelujah. Can you do something for me, church? Everybody that has a voice tonight, say amen.
Amen.
If Pastor Chris is preaching and a word speaks to you, say amen, because he needs you tonight. Amen. He needs you. He needs us pulling on him. Amen. He's been struggling all week with something going on in his body and not feeling the best, but he is here. God has taken care of him and blessed him. Amen. I just wanted to encourage you to go deeper. Go deeper. What am I saying? Go deeper in God. There is room at his feet. Pastor Chris said I think it was last week or the week before, about Mary and Martha and Lazarus. And there was Martha, and she was busy. She was encumbered with many things. But there was Mary that wanted to sit at his feet, that wanted to know what he had to say. I believe when you are sitting at his feet, listen, when you are sitting at his feet, you can hear the still small sound of his voice whispering those precious things that he wants to tell only you. Amen. There is room at his feet. And I jotted this down. Get out of the kitchen, the busyness of our life. It keeps us back from pushing in. God wants to say, get out of the kitchen and get at my feet. Distractions bring weariness, tired, and stress. Did you know that? Distractions will bring you a stressful place. They'll bring you tired place. Hallelujah. It tried to happen tonight in our own church, bring distractions. But listen, we're pushing it out, and they're going to draw us, hallelujah, to the feet of Jesus tonight. I told my class in December that it's time to be fiercely and ferociously focused. Fiercely and ferociously focused. Don't let anything steal your focus. Hallelujah. And dig deeper in God, deeply positioned in him. In Colossians 2:2, it says, set your mind on things above, not on things of the earth. Hallelujah. Allow the Lord to set our table. He wants to set our table. And there are those in the spirit that are after the spirit. Hallelujah. They're stirring up things in the spirit. There are people that are in the flesh. You know what you do? You just stir stuff in the flesh. But after the spirit, you will stir up that stuff in the spirit. Amen. So Father, we come before you tonight. I come with a word to encourage, to bless. Hallelujah. That we want to be at your feet, Lord God. We want to be seated at your table, Lord God. We want to dine with you. We want to sup with you. We want to sit before you, Father God. We want to be so focused, Lord God, to be still, Lord God. Drown out the distractions, Father God. I pray, Father, in the name of Jesus, there be healings in the house tonight, Lord God, that both people will be set free. Hallelujah. I pray, Father God, those that are online tonight, Lord God, that they will hear a word. And, Father God, they'll be renewed and changed, Lord God. Bring us, Father God, to your feet tonight, Lord God. Draw us to your heart. Hallelujah. We thank you. We praise you. We thank you for our children. We thank you for our worship team. We thank you for our pastor in the name of Jesus. And all the God's people said, amen.
Lord, I find you in the seeking. Lord, I find you in the doubt. And to know you is to love you. And to know so little else I need. Oh, how I need you. Oh, how I need you. Oh, how I need you. Lord, I find you in the morning. Lord, I seek you every day. Let my life before your glory, woven in the threads of grace. I need you. Oh, how I need you. Oh, how I need you. Oh, how I need. Oh, how I need you. Don't crack the sky, take the wind right before me in the light. I will find all I need is you. That glorious light, I will go where you shine. Make the dawn, crack the sky, take the wind right before me in the light. All I find, all I need is you. Oh, how I need. Oh, how I need you. 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 Light, glory, light. Light, glory, light.
God. God is good. All the time. Amen. Well, I'm expecting a lot tonight because we were having a lot of major issues. And I think you guys are expecting it because I'm hearing you're just worshiping and praising God. So I just want to welcome everyone here and on Facebook. I just encourage you to worship here and at home, wherever you may be. Just reach out to God. I was lost in shame, couldn't get past my blame till he called my name. I'm so glad he changed me. Darkness held me down, Jesus pulled me out. I'm no longer bound. I'm so glad he saved me. See, I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I met the author of my story, and he's mine, and he's mine. Sin has left me blind, Jesus opened my eyes, now I see the light.
I'm so glad he changed.
Now I'm walking free, see the victory, now it's over me. I'm a new creation in Christ. The old has gone, there's new life. I live by faith, not by sight. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, and it's mine. I met the author of my story. There is a new name. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine. Yes, it's mine. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. I am who I am because the I am tells me who I am. There is a new name written down in glory. And it's mine, yes, it's mine, yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. There is a new name. There is a new name written down in glory, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. I met the author of my story, and it's mine, yes, it's mine. And it's mine, yes, it's mine. And it's mine, yes, it's mine. And it's mine, yes, it's mine.
Who made every living thing,
behold him. He who heard humanity's cry left his throne to wake as the child. He became like the least of us. Behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the glory lion. Oh, be still and behold him. He who died with sinners and saints, killed the blind, the lost, and the shame. Even now he is in our midst. Behold him. He who chose the criminal's end, paid with blood to settle our death. Buried death as he rose to life. Behold him. Son of God, Messiah, the Lamb, the roaring lion. Oh, be still and behold him. Jesus, Son of God, Messiah, our
Spirit moves sin brings all around, all around. All good and perfect things flowing down, flowing down. If all of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song, and the praises that sing never seem to get old, then I'll stay here forever singing, holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, Lord of all. You were, you are, you'll be forever the King enthroned in glorious splendor. Closer still, Jesus, you're guiding me to your will, to your will. If all of the heavens are singing along with the saints and the elders in glorious song, then the praises they sing never seem to get old, then I'll stay here forever singing.
The veil is torn and the door. spring wide, I see glory as I run inside the throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors spring wide, I see glory as I run inside your throne room. Before you I bow. The veil is torn and the doors spring wide, I see glory as I run inside the throne. Before you I bow. Holy, holy, holy Lord, God Almighty, over.
Stand here without somebody holding your hand. If you see somebody here not holding somebody's hand, go to them right now. Come on. Come on, hallelujah. Go to somebody. Grab hold of somebody's hand as we begin to cry, holy, holy, holy. Over somebody, you are who he says you are. Come on, say it one more time. You are who he says you are. Come on, tell somebody else, you are who he says you are. Hallelujah. Do you believe that tonight? Come on, you believe that tonight? Come on, hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. want you to give Him praise. And if you're not, don't walk out this house tonight without declaring the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord of Lords and King of Kings, in your heart tonight. That you believe that He is risen from the dead. I pray tonight that you get confidence and understanding that God deposits His faith within you. The same faith that rose Him from the grave will get you out of your dead place. Will raise you up out of that dead clothes. Will shake them off, hallelujah, and roll the stones away. Jesus' name. Give God praise. Give God praise. Because He's worthy. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. You may be seated. Come on, hallelujah. I got a little shortness of breath there. You pray for me tonight. I just thank you, hallelujah. I love each one of you. I thank you for your worship. Come in the house to worship tonight. To bless the Lord. To bless the Lord. To bless the Lord. Hallelujah. To bless the Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Come on, declare tonight, I'm moving forward. Thank you, Kelly. Declare it tonight, I'm moving forward. I'm not staying, hallelujah, in this place, but I'm moving forward, hallelujah. I'm moving forward, hallelujah. Whether it's sickness, whether it's in feeling, you've been in a place of feeling like you've been in poverty, come on, amen. We're going to begin to think different things, amen. We're going to begin to think God thoughts about your life, hallelujah. Come on, we're going to begin to think God thoughts about our, hallelujah. We're going to begin to think thoughts about healing. We're going to begin to think thoughts about salvation, about deliverance, hallelujah. We're going to begin to think God thoughts, hallelujah. God wants our thoughts to be upon Him, because His name's above every other name. So we begin to change our thinking. Tell someone, change your thinking. Change your stinking thinking. Come on, we all got to change our stinking thinking. Come on, amen. God's changing our thinking. He's changing our thinking. Building confidence within His people. And we know who we are. Because the I Am said, He's declared, I am who He says I am. I am who He says I am. I am who He says I am. Come on, whenever I feel defeated, whenever I feel I'm going through something, I begin to declare God's words over my life. I begin to speak what God says about me. Hallelujah. I'm not going to let the enemy steal my joy. Come on, it's not his to have. God gave it to me. It's mine. Say it's mine. Let go. Let go. Woo. How about you get desperate enough, you want to say it, you want to declare it, you want to speak it over your life. We begin to speak things over our life. Declare things over our lives. Change things. Amen. Come on, it's time for a change. It's time for a change. The world's waiting for the church to arise. Jesus arose from the grave, but the church, come on, the world's waiting for them to get up. To get up and be who they are. To get up, be who we are. Stand victorious. Be mighty women and men of God. Declaring His name. To the old earth, hallelujah, that we shine bright in the midst of darkness. Though darkness might come upon us, they might try to infiltrate or get around us, but we shine bright because Christ is in us, the hope of glory. Woo! Is He in you tonight? Come on, then shout it out! Yeah. Hallelujah! 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 Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, praise team. All right. Come on, hallelujah. I'm ready to hear what the Lord says. I didn't pick this message. I don't declare things, negative things over my life. But when I started, God was speaking to me about some things here, I'm thinking, oh, I'm not going to say it. But sometimes your pastor gets challenged.
Sometimes I get pressed. Sometimes some things press, some things get heavy. Say heavy. Come on, have you had some heavy things on you? Sometimes there's some heavy things that come upon us. Hallelujah. But I have a choice. I have a choice, hallelujah, whether or not I choose the heaviness, whether I choose the garment of praise. I have a choice. I have a choice, but I want you to know that God will never disrupt your will. I said He'll never disrupt your will. He will never disrupt your will. If you want to be unhappy, come on. If you want the joy that He paid for you at the cross, hallelujah, it's yours. Come on. And I'm here to tell you that sometimes you just got to pray through some things. Come on, amen. Sometimes you got to press through some things. You got to push. You got to pray until something happens. Come on, amen. Something happens in you. Come on, amen. You begin to speak over your life. Man, when I found out I had to work this morning, I'm thinking, oh, no. I wasn't feeling good. My body was aching. Come on, say flesh. My flesh was weary. God says, you want to be weary? Be weary. As I began to drive, thank God I had a lot of miles ahead of me where I was going. Because I began to worship and praise. And when I pulled up, man, I had it playing loud. They said, were you rocking and rolling? And I'll tell you what, He's rocked and rolled for me. Amen. He has set me free. Amen. So I just want you to hear tonight that I'm talking about the Spirit, and I'm talking about us walking in the Spirit, but I'm talking about something that we battle with sometimes, and it is called the flesh. The Bible says that we have not had the Spirit of the world, which is flesh, which is that fleshly carnal place where that it's divisive and it's selfish. Say selfish. It's self-centered. Hallelujah. And the consequences of what you see in the earth are not on the side of God, but it's on the side of flesh. The deceitfulness and the things that happen in this world, come on, it's a spirit. Say spirit. It's a spirit of the flesh. It's a carnal. And in the midst of that, there's a lot of negative things that come out of it. There's a lot of brokenness. There's a lot of hurts that are birthed out of it. There's a lot of divorces that are birthed out of it. There's a lot of sickness that's brought forth out of it. It's so many brokenness. There's churches that are divided out of those things. Tell someone, but I got the Spirit of the Lord within me. I got the Spirit of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible says that we present ourselves unto the Lord as a living sacrifice. That means I choose it. I choose to set my heart on God and say, here I am, Father God. I choose to live in your word. I choose to live in what you speak, God, not what the world has, not what I have devised for myself or I've thought up in my own mind or things that I've been raised to. There's a lot of things that we were born into. Come on, amen. How many have been born into some bad situations that you didn't ask for? How many of you have been born into some things in your life, come on, that you didn't buy, you didn't purchase, you didn't ask for those things? Come on, am I speaking to somebody tonight? There's some things that we're just born into because generational curses. But I'm here to tell you, our Savior, His name is Jesus. He reversed the curse. Hallelujah. He changed everything. Come on, amen. So change. Come on, somebody says, well, it's been in my family. I'm here to tell you, you're part of a new lineage. You're part of a new family. Hallelujah. It's called the family of God. I got new DNA. Hallelujah. Come on. It might have been in my family before, but I am born again. I'm not born of this earth, but I'm born of the heavenlies. Hallelujah. I am born of the Spirit. I am a brand new man. And the world will tell you continually, they'll come back to you. There's a woman. Her name is Karen. Karen. You know Karen. Hallelujah. My warrior, my prayer warrior. She said she's got some doctors gave her some bad reports. And she went in, before she went in, she was praising and worshiping God. She told me today, she goes, Pastor, she says, you know, I started to mope around a little bit. And I felt God tell me this. If you're listening, Karen, God bless you. Come on. Let her know how you appreciate her. Come on. I'm not word for word, but she said, I felt like I was, how many of you have been there before? Come on, amen. That somebody's word can distract you. But she says she felt God say to her, how were you the day before? She goes, I was praising and worshiping your name. She goes, but the day after, you heard a word from a doctor. It changed your worship. So what did she choose? I'm going to worship God. I'm going to bless the Lord with all my soul. Come on, amen. I'm going to bless the Lord with all my soul. Amen. And everything that is within me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. And we declare in Jesus' name a healing in her body. Amen. A healing. Come on, amen. We declare that. My glasses are broken. And I'm going to rejoice anyways. I got 50 pair of glasses. And I forgot them all. So I had one broken pair on my desk. But it ain't going to deter me. I'm going to declare the word of the Lord. Amen. So here's the word. If I sniffle, I know that's disgusting to hear that. I apologize. I don't do it intentionally. So that's all right. The Bible says, watch. Tell someone, watch. This is in Matthew 26, 41. Watch and pray. Prayer is always a place, when it speaks in the Bible, a place of intimacy with God. A place that I give God my attention. A place that I desire to hear Him speak to me. For me to cast whatever is heavy upon me. I said, whatever is heavy upon me, at that place, I'm to give it to Him. Say, give it to God. I'm to take what He has and leave what I have at His feet. And it says, watch and pray. Man, that word watch is a very powerful word. He says, watch. What are we watching for? You got to watch because we have fleshly tendencies. Come on. We have fleshly tendencies that try to rise up. Try to take control. Am I preaching to anybody tonight? But Jesus says, watch and pray. He says that you enter not. Can I have those glasses, Kelly? I can't handle this. This is really goofy. Take these. Put them in a dumpster. Is this worse? All right, that's good. Okay. So he says, enter. Say, enter not. Enter not. Into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing. Say, the spirit's strong. But my flesh is weak. I'm here to tell you something. Listen to me. God wants to reverse the curse. God wants to begin to change cycles within us. From our dependencies on things that are weak to Him who is strong. That we begin to find ourselves, positioning ourselves, that we're watching and praying, that we do not fall into weakness, but we stand in the Spirit. Say, stand in the Spirit. All right, ready? All right, Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. Let me give you these scriptures so you believe me. And He hath quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. He's talking about us. Where in times past, say times past, we walked according to the course of this world, through fleshly things. Say times past. He says, of the course of this world, according to the prince and power of this air, and the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. Those that are distracted. Among whom also we had our conversations. Say conversations. See, I once had my conversations in worldly things. Come on. In selfish things. I had my conversations in places of disobedience to what? To God's word. It's one thing where I can declare a scripture, but I think of something different. You might know every scripture there is to know those scriptures, but not think those thoughts. You might know every scripture about healing, but not healing thoughts. You might know every scripture about not being in poverty, emotionally, or whatever that might be, but we think poverty thoughts. But God says no longer are we to have that conversation. Say no more. No more conversation, hallelujah, in times past with the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of our flesh and of the mind, where by nature the children of wrath, even as others, but God. Woo, say, but God. I don't have to stay there no more, hallelujah. I don't have to stay defeated in slavery, bound to my flesh, a servant to my flesh, but I'm not a servant to my flesh no more, hallelujah, but I'm a servant of God. He says, who's rich in mercy, for he's great in love, wherewith he loved us. Even when we were dead in sins, he's quickened us together in Christ. By the grace you are saved. He hath raised us up together and made us to sit together in heavenly places. Tell someone you got a place with Jesus. Tell someone take your place. Come on, tell someone take your place. Come on, take your place. Come on, we got to take our place in what he's positioned us to take in. Listen, I want you to know that declares to me that I'm not positioned with my situation, but I'm positioned with him in the heavenlies. Come on, I'm not no longer have to dwell in the valley, but now I can sit in the heavenlies, hallelujah, and begin to have a heavenly conversation with the Father, hallelujah, and not of the things of the earth. I don't have to be bound by my fleshly desires anymore. Say no more. He says, now it's my position, not my condition. I got that written right there. It's my position, not my condition. I don't care what your condition is. But you got to realize your position. If you don't realize your position, you're going to live in your condition. Colossians 2. Randy, can you do some finger exercises real quick? Okay, just do a couple more because you're going to be rolling here in a minute. All right, I'm just warning you up front. Amen. Y'all, hey, let me say something real quick. Come on, those are in the back up there. Can you wave your hand? Come on, let them know you appreciate them, all the work they do. Randy, wave up your hand. Come on. Come on, is there somebody behind the wall back here? There she is. Come on. They're preaching right with me here tonight. Come on, Amy, just like you are tonight. Amen. This is Colossians 2:6. It says this. It says, and as you have therefore received Christ, walk in him. Say, walk in him. Rooted. Stand your ground. Say, stand your ground. Don't uproot yourself. We need to abide in him. I need to have no other conversation but in him, abiding in his word. He says that I am built up in him. I'm here to tell you that God's building you up. Say, he's building me up. I want God to build me up. Come on, what God puts together, what God has brought together, come on, let no man put asunder. Let no man tear it down. When God builds the house, hallelujah, God's building the house. God's building our house. Come on, so I'm built up in Jesus Christ. I got a sure foundation. All right. He says, build up in him. Hey, there's another one. There's another one right there. Come on. Right there. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. Thank you. He's got a Dallas shirt on, but that's all right. We love you in Jesus' name. He does that just to get under my skin, but I'm not in the flesh, I'm in the spirit. It's built up in him, established in faith. As you have been taught, abounding, say overflow, and thanksgiving. We need to overflow in thanksgiving. I'm going to give you a couple things right here that I believe it's going to help us tonight. And hear these words. I believe that God prophetically declares things to us. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. He knows where you are. And in this moment right here, we've gathered together to come together corporately to hear from God. Do you believe that? I believe that. I'm not just preaching these words. Come on, amen. These words that God's speaking them to me. Tell him I said hi. So listen. He says, rooted in the ground. He says, abounding, overflowing in thanksgiving. Just be thankful. I was talking to my sister last week, and she said, every time she prays, she goes, she thanks God for so many different things. And she says, it touched my heart. She can't stop thanking God for all the things that's in her life. I want you to know that when you begin to thank God for all that's in your life, you're going to forget about what you don't have. So listen. So here's verse 8. Are you ready for this? Say, beware. Hear me by the Spirit tonight. Say, beware. Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy. Now this philosophy is not Plato. It's not Aristotle. But the word philosophy in this text, Paul's declaring something, and I want you to hear this. So he's saying something. The word philosophy means this, a way you think. How you respond is this word philosophy. The way to think and the way that you respond. He said, beware. See, beware. That word beware is a Greek word. Are you ready for what this word means? Be at war. So Paul's declaring something. He's declaring something to these ones. I want you to be on guard. I want you to be at war with the understanding, come on, that you not have a philosophy, wrong thinking. Say wrong thinking. See, because you've been set free from wrong thinking. You've been delivered. God has given us new thoughts through his word. Come on, amen, that we have the mind of Christ. Are you all right? Sometimes we have thinking, and some of our thinking says, in vain, deceitful, after the tradition. That word tradition means the arrangements. The way things are in the world. The way the world thinks of things. Come on, there's a thought, there's a spirit in the world that, listen, that you have to have more. If you don't have this, you're less than. If you're not this, you're this. Come on, amen. There's this separation. There's so many things. There's an arrangement that is in the spirit of the world. Come on, amen. That's destructive. And it becomes part of our thinking, our thoughts. And we become to have the conversation that the world has. God says, I want you to be careful. Paul said, I want you to be careful of your thinking. Sometimes we say, well, if my situation, see, this is the way the world tries to fix things. If we change their situation, they'll change. God, Jesus said this. He said, it's the heart issue. Say it's a heart issue. It's the way you think. It's your thoughts. It's the way that you've been thought, the way that you've been brought up, what you've been born into. God's beginning to change our thinking. Say, he's changing my thinking. Come on, amen. Changing our thinking. Genesis. Oh, let me keep going here. I'm sorry, real quick. For in him, say in him, dwelleth the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you are close to being complete in him. Wait, what does it say? Tell your neighbor you're complete in him. Tell your neighbor you're altogether lovely. You are complete in him, which is the head of all principalities and powers. In whom you are circumcised with the circumcision made without hands, and putting off the body of sin of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ. That's speaking of a cutting of the flesh. Say cutting of the flesh. I want you to see this, that when you are born again, that you are cut. Say cut. You are cut from your natural birth. Come on, the effects that took place because we had a natural birth, that we were born into sin. The things we didn't ask for. Some of the things we jumped into. I'm not misspeaking here, because there's some things that I brought on myself. But I'm here to tell you that he has broke it. Say he's cut it. So I'm no longer to be tied to the flesh, but I'm buried with him in the baptism, wherein also I am risen with him through faith of the operation of God, who hath raised him from the dead. And you, being dead in your sins in the uncircumcision of your flesh, hath he quickened together with him, having forgiven your trespasses, that he's blotting out the handwriting of the ordinance, the decrees that have been against you. Brother spoke this Wednesday night. He says that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. I want you to hear this and understand something. There are weapons formed against you. There are things the enemy wants to see you suffer. He wants to see you fail. But the Bible says, no weapon formed against me shall prosper. Because why? Because the weapons, hallelujah, what God has formed for me is greater than that which is against me. What the enemy has tried to form against me, come on, amen, because of broken marriages, because of the way that I was brought up, come on, because of my inheritance, the things that I was born into, come on, amen, that Jesus has broken that thing. He's disrupted it. Come on, amen. He's disrupted that. He says, and he's blotted out. He says, those things that were opposite to us, he took it out of the way. Say, he took it out of the way. Nailing it to his cross. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show in them, openly triumphing them in it. I could preach that sermon right there, but I'm here to tell you, he already triumphed over them. I need to live in it. And I need to begin to live in it. Are you all right? What time is it? All right. That was my opener. Seriously, no. Genesis 25. Let's go there real quick. Can I just give you something here? I want to say that this isn't something that's new. I'm here to show you something. I want to share something that God really spoke to my heart, and I want you to catch this. Tell your neighbor, catch this. He says, and some things could be taught and some things got to be caught. Catch it. He says, and the children, and listen, I want you to know that this is Abraham, this is Isaac and Rebekah. Remember the story of Isaac and Rebekah. Rebekah, she was longing for a child, and then whenever she was open to have to conceive, she just didn't have one, she had two. Say two. And it says, and the children struggled together within her. Say, there's a struggle within her. I want you to hear this tonight. He says, and she said, if it be so, why am this way? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And this is what the Lord told her. I want you to get this. I want you to know that sometimes you might wonder what the struggle is going on within you. I want you to see this tonight. Come on. That there's a struggle, just like with Rebecca. There was something struggling within her. There was a struggle going on where that there were some things fighting within her midst. And it was her two babies. Say, this is a picture. And it says, and the Lord said unto her, are you there? Okay, yeah, you are. I'm sorry. It says, and the Lord said unto her, two nations are in your womb. And two manners of people. I hope you're getting the picture. Shall be separated from your bowels. He says, and one people shall be stronger than the other people. And the elder shall serve the younger. So there's two sons within her. One of them, their names, the older one, his name's Esau. The younger one is named Jacob. So this was the struggle going on within her. And he said to her, this is a prophetic declaration, the younger will be served by the elder. Or no, the older will serve the younger one. I want you to get this picture. Every one of us have two births. When you're born in the flesh, say in the flesh, you're born into this world, you are born in the flesh. You have a natural birth. That's a picture of Esau. So here's the struggle. Then you come to Christ. And you receive him in your life as your savior. You become born from above. You become the born again. Say born again. You begin to have, there's a new nature. Say new nature. But I'm here to tell you, you still have that old nature within you. The tendencies, they say the tendencies. See, that fleshly thing, that old man is dead, but what we do is we keep carrying on the tendencies that we were born with. And God was declaring, he says, Esau needs to serve the younger, the spirit. But what happens is we let the soulish realm rule our spirit. Come on, I'm being real here tonight. Say it shouldn't be that way. But God has told us that there's two nations that want to rule, that want to have in your life. Two nations. The other part of you does not want to give up its place. But I'm here to tell you, he didn't have a choice. Because I'm seated with him in the heavenlies. I'm no longer bound to the earth, but I'm bound to the heavenlies. Are you alright? Am I making sense? He says, and the first one came out, he said he was red all over and he was hairy. Jeez. He says, in his garment, and they called him like a hairy garment. My goodness. You gotta love him anyways, right? You gotta love him anyways. Come on, smile at me. He says, and his name was called Esau. That word means red in the face, and it comes from the word that Adam's name was. Red in the face. Edom, of the earth. Say of the earth. Esau was earthy. He says, and after that came his brother out of the hand and took on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And he says, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. And the boys grew. Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field. I want you to know that Jesus tells us what the field speaks of. He says this, the field speaks of the world. John 12, it says that it speaks of the world. The field speaks of the world. So he tells someone he was worldly. He says, but Isaac loved Esau because he did eat the venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob. There's a lot to preach here, but I'm not going to stay my grounds. He says, and Jacob sawed porridge. Let's say it the way I want to say it. He says, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. I want you to know that the world will not satisfy you. Can I get an amen? Those fleshly tendencies will wear you out. They will destruct you. They will leave you bankrupt, wounded, and hurt. And he says, and Esau said to Jacob, feed me. I want you to hear this tonight. Who said feed me? Esau told Jacob, you need to feed me. I'm here to tell you, listen to me, your flesh needs your spirit to stand up. Come on, amen. Needs your flesh, your spirit to stand up and take its place. It says, and I pray thee with the same red porridge, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom, which means flesh. He says red in the face. And there's a lot, I can go into all the definitions of that. But Jacob said, sell me this day your birthright. He says, and Esau said, behold, I am at the point of dying. Let's get the picture here, guys. He's hungry. But he feels like he's going to die. See, listen to me. I want you to know that your flesh will deceive you. It'll make you feel things that aren't true. Your flesh will lie to you. It'll cause you to want for things that'll destruct you. Thinking that you got to have, I'm gonna die! You're gonna die. He thought he was gonna die. See, I want you to get this. The philosophy in his head was he thought he was gonna die. Are you alright? He says, can you look up Romans 8:17 for me, brother? I think I know it, but I just want you to look it up for me. He's fast, man. And if children, then we are heirs, heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with him, that we may also be glorified together with him. I want you to know that Esau, in the midst of his suffering, he sold his birthright. Your flesh will make you give up. Your flesh will cause you to throw in the towel. But Jacob says, give it to me. Before you throw in the towel, give it to me. Because here's the problem. Esau, he did not want the responsibility and the authority that his father was going to give to him. I want you to know this. Adam was given an incredible responsibility that God placed in his hand, and he chose not to walk in the authority that God gave him. He was deceived by his flesh because the enemy tempted him in his flesh. He did not stand up in the spirit. So he forfeited his birthright, our birthright. Our birthright, the place of authority that we're to walk in. Not controlled by our flesh and the things of this world, but by the Spirit of God that's within us. To walk in victory. So, are you getting the picture? Are you? So Jacob, he says he tried to sell his birthright, but Jesus didn't sell his birthright. The Bible says that with the joy that was set before him, he went to the cross. And he took hold of this birthright that was his. He did not lay it down. He said, Father, not my will, but yours. I'm going to lay down my flesh, so that you be glorified. Say amen. He says, and Esau, behold, I am at the point I'm going to die. He says, what's it going to profit me to have this? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. Swear to me. And he swore to him. He sold the birthright unto Jacob for a porridge. I don't want to sell my soul. I don't want to sell my soul for something as trivial as my flesh, things in the world. And he says, that Jacob gave Esau bread and porridge and lentils, means beans, and he did eat and drink. He rose up and he went his way, and Esau despised his birthright. It brought him to a place where he didn't even care anymore. Come on, I don't want to be at that place. We are not to be worldly like Esau. He sold his birthright to fulfill his fleshly appetites. He sold his birthright. He despised the responsibility of the father. All right. I have so much more to go, but I'm gonna bring this down. Is that all right? Can you give me some music? Are you okay? Say, there's a battle. Tell someone we've won the war. You might feel like you're in a battle, but I'm here to tell you, he's won the war. A little bit lower. Thank you. He knew that. Exodus 15. Let me just finish. Thank you, Karen, for doing that tonight. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Come down and eat tonight. We got time. We'll be done here in a second. Is that all right? I began to think about this. I began to think about something. I began to think about the story of the children of Israel, that they really battled tendencies that they learned in Egypt. 40 years. I want you to know that God delivered them out of their slavery, out of bondage to the world. Egypt speaks of the world. He set them free. He brought them out of Egypt. And as they were going, it says, the Bible says that God said, don't go that way, turn left. I want you to know that, listen, we can look at this now and understand why, but it seems like he's setting them up for failure. See, because our flesh thinks that way, but I'm here to tell you, in the spirit, I need to think the way God does. Because here's what happened. See, God told him, he says, I want you to turn, because there are men of war, the Philistines, that are in that land. And if you go there, you're not ready for war yet. So when they came to the Red Sea, and the enemy came against them, they felt like God deceived them. Say, felt like. Tell your neighbor, he's faithful. I said, he's faithful. You cannot let go of that. You cannot believe anything else. God's faithful. So here they are. They're pressed against the wall, the place of impossibility, that thing that's before them. I'm here to tell you, listen to me. God brought them to a place where that they didn't have to fight. This was his battle. He brought them a place of impossibility that they could not fix their situation, but God can only do it. So let God be God. Let God be God. Listen to me. It might be the impossible, but I'm here to tell you, the I am is in front of the possible. I said the I am is front of the possible. And so as they stood there and they watched, and all of a sudden it says that they at first it says, oh, we told you you were going to do this. You remember our words? God says, shush. He says, after today, you will not see Pharaoh ever again. Unless you choose to. And the only way you're going to see him is in your thinking. So God spent 40 years delivering them. We're going to get into it next week. So here's the thing. So as God, he says, Moses, I want you to lift up your rod. Speaks of authority. He says, and Moses lifted up the rod. He says, and the water split open. They split open. Can you imagine standing there and saying, what? I mean, there's a pillar of fire. Don't you think your tension would change? I mean, I think I'd say, I'm leaving my doubt in Egypt. I ain't taking it with me. Say, I'm not taking it with me. It's time to change. So here's what happened again. All of a sudden, it says the winds begin to blow. They blew so hard that night, all night long. I want you to felt that, listen, those winds, I don't know about you, but you ever feel like sometimes the wind is blowing pretty hard in your life? Come on. Come on. Feel like the wind's blowing pretty hard in your life? I want you to remember, listen to me, don't look in the flesh, but look in the spirit. Come on, amen. Because God's thoughts are higher than your thoughts. And I'm here to tell you, I can look back now and look at the victory that was set before them. They were murmuring because God was delivering them. And, oh, my hair's getting messed up. They said that, but everything was shaking around them. But do you know why? So that God can dry up the riverbed. They couldn't go across that muddy ground. God did not want you to get halfway through and get stuck. God's got everything taken care of. Tell your neighbor, the one who's begun this thing, he shall finish it. Say finish it. I said he shall finish it. He's gonna finish it. You gotta stick with the plan. Come on, amen. Let him do what he's doing. Let him be God. Let him work the impossible within your life. Would you stand with me? So here he is. So they stand there. Here they go. They're at this place. They're at this place where it's impossible. They get across. They cross over. And they're standing there. I want you to know that, listen, God says, I'm not going to do this at night. Because I want you to see it. I want you to see it. Come on. After this day, I want you to see it with your own eyes. I want you to believe it with your heart. That Pharaoh is not going to come after you no more. Say no more. No more. He has no more tie with you no more. Come on, if you're saved, if you're born again, come on, amen. You've been set free. He has no more ties with you no more. He has no more ties with you no more. So you stand at that place and you're looking out and you're watching your enemies get defeated and broken and cast into the sea. Moses writes a song. And his sister couldn't help it, but she began to write a song too. They begin to dance and they begin to celebrate because of what God has done. I want you to know that you might have some chariots, some enemies that have chased you down, some pharaohs in your life that have tried to make you a slave. But I'm here to tell you, you've been set free. I said, you've been set free. It's no longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. I can stand up in confidence and declare that he who's with me is greater than he who is against me. God is for me. He is for me. I said, he's for me. I said, he's for me. He's for me. He's for me. I'm going to believe him. I'm going to trust him. Even though I'm pressed against the wall, I'm going to trust God because he's more than able. You believe that tonight? You got a God that loves you. He's just waiting for you to surrender to him because he will not interrupt your will. He wants you to say yes to his will because what he has for you is greater than what you've been living with. I said greater than what you've been living with. It's time to change. It's time to take hold of it and walk in it and live it out. We're to reign. Father, I thank you for your word. I thank you right here in this place, God, Lord. I ask to God, Lord, that you touch each person here. I pray to God, Lord, that what has been deposited in the spirit, God, Lord, is quickened right now. In Jesus' name. I pray for hearts to beat after you greater than ever, God. I pray for a fire to begin to burn in this house. And those that are watching online, I pray to God, Lord, increase in their life, God, for the desires of you, Father God. Right here tonight, God, I pray. And God, Lord, we will declare with all of our heart that we are. God's knocking. Open up and let him in. Amen. Come on. Give God praise. Come on downstairs. Amen. God's good.